Welcome to this very late edition of the FromNet podcast with Albert Athassi. There's something to be said about keeping your commitments. I casually made a commitment a couple episodes ago, where I said I would release a podcast on Mondays. That would be my schedule. Well, I find myself 11:30 Monday night, leaving things to the last minute. To be fair, I have been thinking about what to record in the last couple of days. And even today, I spent some time in the basement with my Mac and my nice Heil PR40 microphone. And I kind of had a gag going, a little skit going. But in the end, I didn't like it. It didn't work out the way I thought. The quality was not what I wanted it to be. So now you find me whispering in one of the rooms of the house that won't disturb anyone right now, as everyone is getting ready and probably already sleeping. So that's just the way it is. It's not going to be an epic podcast here. What has happened in the last little while is the Grammys were yesterday, last night, Sunday night, and they had a huge tribute to Prince, which was very good. And to coincide with that, I guess, all of the streaming music services, Spotify and iTunes being probably the biggest, probably even Google Music, I think, or Google Play, not sure. Well, they released most of Prince's collections, definitely some of the greatest hits compilations. And up until now, you've been listening to, I think the only record they had on there was Purple Rain by Prince and the Revolution. Maybe not even that. I know I had that in my personal collection and I uploaded that from CDs. Maybe that's why I had it, but it was so nice to listen to some Prince music today. Some of those songs, not that you forgot, they kind of just went to the back of your mind. And now we have to, this had to happen. Prince had to die for his music to get on Apple Music and these streaming services for us to enjoy it, which is really sad. He wasn't a big fan of the way, I guess, artists are treated royalty-wise. But the guy was a genius. He was more than a genius. He's one of a kind. His music lasted through the ages, through many different times in my life. Just some of the songs from 1999, which is a great album. It was a big album in, I think it was 1980 or 81, something like that. It's good to hear some of those songs on there. And then also from 1990, around there, 91, Diamonds and Pearls. That was a song I really liked just because of what was going on in my life, you know, hormones and things like that. That's what's been happening. So this is going to be a short episode today, but I am going to stick to my word by creating a podcast and releasing at least one episode a week for the foreseeable future in this present format. What is going to happen with a possible another format has yet to be seen. But that's it for now, and I hope everything goes well for you, and we'll catch you on the next episode of the From the Hip podcast.